Monday morning. That's what this is about. It's about my Monday morning. A big day. Big piece of work. And this audio is going to be about work. And I'm just driving away from having dropped my daughter to her school. And I'm now moving into a different frame of mind. And it's all about how to get a new client. The situation is this, and you may be interested in a bit of a story, but there's a public procurement process going on in Ireland for something that is drop-dead gorgeous. I'm not going to tell you what this is. I can't see any advantage in naming the situation publicly at the moment to anybody. There will maybe be a bit of curiosity in your listening to this, but I'm not going to tell you who this client is. I'm just going to tell you that myself and my business partner, Jonathan Am from Think Tank, are going to work together. And by the end of today, I suspect, or certainly by midday tomorrow, we will have a document which we'll put into a public procurement process. And if we get the piece of work, it will be... I'll be very pleased. So what is it? Something that is unique, and meaning that there's only one of them in the entire world, is going to be branded. And it's going to be branded, and it has never properly been branded before. And the people who are dealing with it, on behalf of the people, we'll say, they are... finding their way through a process in which they need help. So they need external consultancy help to basically brand this thing that I'm not going to name. And they have sought help under about four headings. And they've put up a very conventional document, which would bore the pants off you, certainly wouldn't make you feel excited, and because to a certain extent I think it's fairly obvious, it would be almost impossible to craft a piece of prose that would do justice to this particular thing. So basically, there are four headings, and the ones that crop into my mind are the... okay, in no particular order, developing the brand. Developing the brand... having coherence about the process by which the brand is developed, proposals under a number of headings like that, and I do have it all written down. But and they want things like tax exemption certificates, and they want public liability insurance, and they want to know an hourly rate, and they want various things, and so you have a mixture of very boring hoops you have to jump over in order to get anywhere in the game, and an incredibly attractive thing at the back of it all. And you have humans who have, you know, like the rest of us, all limited knowledge, skills, experience, even vision, who are in the middle of the process. And this generation of people is going to try to do something for something that has existed for a very long time. So we're talking about all of the modern way of making this thing accessible. So it's one of the most potentially wonderful opportunities that could ever come across my desk. But it could all go horrifically wrong, in the sense that there are... This is publicly owned in a sense. So consequently, there are all sorts of committees of people, and I don't know who's involved in this. I don't really know who's involved in it, so I have to mentally attune myself to the world of the administrator, to the world of the civil servant, to the world of the academic, to the world of, you know, committees, purely committees. So it's a completely different world from, you know, working alongside building a brand with an owner of a business, or building a personal brand with an individual. There's an ownership there. And in this case, there's no ownership, really. There is stewardship. Stewardship. There are people who are looking after something on behalf of the nation. and they are, so they are basically, they don't own it really. So if I told you that the Rosetti Stone is in the British Museum, it's owned in a sense by the British Museum, but it's not actually owned by the British Museum. The Rosetti Stone is in the stewardship of the British Museum. You get the idea, right? But if you were asked to brand or have anything to do with the branding of the Rosetti Stone, you'd realize that you were in the presence of greatness. You were in the presence of something that had changed the course of human history, etc., etc. If you don't know what the Rosetti Stone is, you Google it and you will see what I mean. But anyone who's been to Egypt on holidays will realize how much we owe a debt of gratitude to the people who have found the Rosetti Stone and looked after it ever since. And actually, to the code breakers who managed to figure out what the hieroglyphs on the side of the Rosetti Stone actually meant. So similarly, back to Ireland, that's what I'm doing. And it means that a South African and an Irish guy are basically putting together... I'm not going to use the P word. It really does piss me off using the P word. So, you know, I belong to the school that says, you know, we do not pitch for work. There, I've used it. You know, no, I would like to engage with the owners of this, or the stewards of this thing, and find out if they are good people to work with, and let them find out if we're good people to work with, because the way I feel about it is that there really is no competition, you know. If we are the right people to work with, then, to be honest, there is nobody else who they could work with, because we would have a particular style of working which isn't replicated, and if you don't buy that style of working, you're not actually going to buy us. So, and if you are in two minds about which style of working you'd like, ours and the more conventional style of working, you don't want us anyway. So the truth is really that so much depends upon how people click, and the issue is really about how could somebody who had, for sake of argument, the Rosetta Stone and wanted to rebrand it, how could they possibly check us out in a way that would be truly reliable? The only way they could do is actually to do some work with us during the process before they had decided to go down the track of working with us. So I suppose I'm stumbling in this morning on a Monday towards some kind of a business model which turns public procurement on its head and says that the first stage of a public procurement process for something that is drop-dead gorgeous ought to involve working alongside anyone who you think you might want to work with. And that cannot be very many people for all practical reasons, but work alongside them first, and during the piece of work that you're doing with them, then decide whether you're going to go ahead with them or not. So I don't know, maybe this has been a frustrating thing to listen to, because I don't feel that it would be wise for me to put anything in the public domain about you know, what has to be done or for whom it has to be done. But it is a situation that I feel will be replicated around the globe all the time. When you as a supplier are getting your head in order for possibly entering into a partnership, a collaboration with somebody who has money and you have the skills, they have the money, you have the skills, and the issue is there a good fit? Okay, thanks very much. Have a very, very good week.